Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast in Western Australia. This is a podcast for those people who are suffering from a sexless marriage. I was in a sexless marriage for a great many years, 10 years, and I am now out of it, so I know how it feels. And I wrote a book about my sexless marriage titled Seethings. Today's podcast is titled Breaking the Silence, Confronting the Reality of a Sexless Marriage, Your Sexless Marriage. In the shadowy corners of many marriages, a silent struggle often goes unnoticed, the anguish of a sexless marriage. It's a taboo topic, a whispered secret that many suffer in silence. Just like alcoholism, the inability to acknowledge and confront the problem perpetuates the cycle of despair, leaving individuals trapped in a web of loneliness and unmet needs. Much like alcoholism, the reluctance to admit the existence of a sexless marriage can be attributed to the stigma attached to the issue. Society often places an unfair burden on couples to conform to an idealized version of marital bliss, ignoring the fact that relationships are complex and multifaceted. Admitting to a sexless marriage can feel like admitting failure, a deep sense of shame that pushes people further into the shadows. As with any hidden problem, the fear of judgment and societal expectations can create a barrier of seeking help. People might fear being labelled as inadequate or facing judgment from friends and family. This fear can lead to a vicious cycle of avoidance, with individuals suppressing their emotions and avoiding addressing the underlying issues. Drawing parallels with alcoholism, the denial and the avoidance tactics employed by those in sexless marriages mirror the patterns of behaviour seen in addiction. Just as an alcoholic might refuse to acknowledge the severity of their problem, individuals in sexless marriages may rationalise, minimise, or even dismiss the lack of intimacy, even convincing themselves that it's a minor issue or something that will resolve itself over time. However, just as confronting alcoholism requires courage and a willingness to admit the problem, acknowledging a sexless marriage is the first step towards healing. Admitting the issue opens the door to communication, a crucial element in any relationship. It takes courage to be vulnerable and express one's needs, fears, and desires. But it's essential for fostering a deeper connection. Each time I end an episode of my podcast, I say one line that, in part, is done to make an admission of guilt, of living in a sexless marriage. I say, "It can always rain on your parade." It kind of sounds like a negative thing that doesn't really fit in anywhere or have anything to do with the content that came before it. Well, it does. It has a lot to do with it. It has everything to do with it. If your marriage is sexless, then it's raining on your parade, and it will continue to rain until you admit that you're getting wet. But some won't see it that way. They won't admit the rain is falling and that the parade is being ruined because of it. The first thing about fixing a sexless marriage is admitting the marriage is sexless. The second part is taking a step in a direction that stops the rain from falling on you. Seeking professional help, such as relationship counselling, can provide a safe and a neutral space for couples to navigate the complexities of a sexless marriage. A skilled therapist can guide the conversation, help uncover underlying issues, and facilitate communication between partners. This external perspective often proves invaluable in breaking down the walls of silence and fostering an environment where both individuals feel heard and understood. Taking responsibility for one's part in the situation is another vital aspect of finding a way forward. Acknowledging that a sexless marriage is a shared problem allows both partners to actively participate in the process of rebuilding intimacy. This mutual responsibility fosters a sense of teamwork, creating a foundation for positive change. The benefits of breaking the silence and seeking help are profound. It opens the door to understanding, compassion, and the possibility of revitalizing the emotional and physical connection within the relationship. Admitting the existence of a sexless marriage is not a sign of weakness, but rather an act of courage, a willingness to face the uncomfortable truths and work towards a healthier, more fulfilling partnership. Finding the courage to admit to a sexless marriage is a crucial step toward healing and rejuvenating that relationship. The parallels between these struggles underscore the importance of breaking the silence, seeking professional guidance, and taking responsibility for the shared journey toward intimacy and connection. Only by confronting the reality of a sexless marriage can individuals hope to break free from the chains of silence and build a stronger, more vibrant relationship. Well, that's it for today's podcast. It's all done and dusted. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're having a really great day or night, at least the best part of one you can achieve. But just remember, it can always rain on your parade. I'll see you later.